Howdy, friends. How y'all? Yes, sir, now that we're together again, I've been wishing we'd get together. Just pull up a chair there and relax. And we're going to play some of these old corny hillbilly tunes for you. And we got a few things we want to talk to you about. The woods, you know, the woods out in the woods. Yes, sir. And don't forget, friends, that these programs is made possible and brought to you with the best wishes and compliments from your own state Forest Service and Uncle Sam's Forest Service. Here we go, the first tune featuring Herman Poplas, yes, sir, on his little steel guitar playing the roadside rag. Another soul made happy. Yes, sir. Friends, I guess you recognize we've got some new knotheads here. Yeah, we got some new knotheads, and I guess before we get any further into this thing here, I may as well introduce you to them. I wish it was so you could see them, but you'd sure be surprised. But I'll start with Ray. Ray plays the rhythm guitar, and he sings a lot of nice songs. And he's going to sing some songs for you from time to time here on these programs. And I know you're going to enjoy them. Yes, sir, it's Ray Parker. Ray?
Hi there, friends.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you. And then, of course, friends, I know you recognize that steel guitar back there in the back. I know you recognize that. That is Ms. Poplas' little boy, Herman, peek by, pook by, poodle-doodle Poplas. Ain't that puny, I'm telling you. Then we got a fiddle player over here. We got a fiddle player. As I've said before, he sold garden seed from house to house for 3 weeks to get this fiddle, and he got it, and he learned to play it. And here he is. It's Bob Hennison. That sounds pretty good, son. What is that, cross chords? Then we got a man with a burden. Yes, there's always got to be somebody with a burden. And it ain't me this year. No, sir, it's Charlie Stuckey with the bass fiddle. Charlie? Thank you. Thank you, Charlie. Thank you. Now that you know the boys, friends, well, glad to know you. Now let's put them all together. Put them all together. And here we go with Bob Hennison leading off here with a little old hoedown called Fire on the Mountain. Bob, thank you. That's what I call real hoedown fiddling there. That's all right there. Friends, you know, it's kind of funny how I run into these knotheads. I found these boys, we all run together out on a big fire. We was all fighting fire. I'm telling you, it was sort of a squally time there. It was really bad. The wind was blowing, and the fire was really going strong. And these boys was right out there fighting that fire. And, well, everybody was out there. And when I found them out there fighting fire and found out they could fiddle as well as they could fight fire, well, we got together right then. But getting back to the fire, I learned something on this fire, friends, that I didn't even know myself. And I want to pass it on to you folks. in just a minute. But first, we're going to feature Charlie Stuckey here on the bass fiddle. Charlie's going to sing, but he plays the bass fiddle. And, Charlie, you want me to play the bass fiddle for you?
No, that's all right.
All right, you play the bass fiddle. Here's Charlie to sing, "My Baby Lied to Me."
Last night I got a phone call from my honeybee.
What'd you say?
She said, "Oh, Charles, my darling, won't you listen to me? I've got to break the date that we had tonight. I've suddenly caught the measles and my face looks a sight. You'd better not come over or you'll get them too. I've got to hang up now, remember I love you." She lied and lied and lied and lied and cried and cried and cried and cried and tried and tried and tried and tried to make a fool of me. But I was at the window when I saw her holding tight, and I know my baby lied to me. And hurried over to see whether or not my sugar babe was lying to me. I looked in at the window and I got a great surprise. She didn't have the measles, there's no spots before my eyes. I looked a little closer and then I could see there was another man. My baby lied to me. She lied and lied and lied and lied and cried and cried and cried and cried and tried and tried and tried and tried to make a fool of me. But I was at the window when I saw her holding tight, and I know my baby lied to me.
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you. There it is. My baby lied to me. That's awful, ain't it? Friends, I wanted to tell you about this woods fire, forest fire, and all the things that happened when we was out there fighting this fire, and the things that burned, and things that I hadn't quite thought of before in connection with these woods fires and all that sort of thing. The smoke. The smoke was so bad, friends, you know, it was awful dry. And the smoke was so bad that airplane travel was cut down. That's facts. They couldn't see where they was going. The smoke was so thick. And pilots that was being trained by Uncle Sam lost time. They couldn't go up and train on account of the smoke being so thick. Now, did you ever stop to think of that? I never had before. But after I run into it, well, then it's as plain as a nose on your face. And defense goods was delayed. Everything was shut down there. It was really bad. And there was a defense plant right near this woods fire there. And men had to leave their jobs, important jobs, to come out and help fight fire. And on top of that, this defense factory itself was in danger. And for a while there, it was kind of tough going, I'll tell you. It looked like we was fighting a losing battle. And I'll tell you, it was rough. I just wished it was so, I don't like to see a fire, but I wished it was so everybody could see a fire of this kind. I'll guarantee you you'd be more careful with your fires and matches and cigarettes and things of that kind if you could see the things that I seen this year. Friends, it was really rough. I know I was right there among it, and I know I can tell you just how it happened. And after this fire had gone on, the little trees died. Everything died. And there was a picnic, was a public picnic grounds there that this fire went through. And now, this picnic grounds, friends, is why a polecat wouldn't even walk through it. Much less somebody go out to picnic and spread out a lunch and all. It's completely ruined. All the little trees are dead. Even the big trees are dead. And there was a, on this particular fire, friends, it was a forester. A forester went through there and took a sample of 20 trees, 20 big pine trees. He took a sample. And out of the 20 trees, there were 19 dead. Now, can you imagine that? Well, that actually happened. That's a fact. It sure did. Everything's lost. I mean, they lost the beauty, and there's no picnic grounds left. There's no campgrounds. There's no little timber left. There's nothing left. And it was really bad. I just had it on my mind, and I wanted to pass it on to you. Because the squirrels lost their homes, the birds lost their homes, and everything was lost. There's no way you can win with fire, I'll tell you. If fire, loose fire like that, It just cost. I don't care how small a fire it is or how big it is. Everybody loses. You lose, I lose, we all lose. Because after all, we all depend on it. And I know that you'll help me in the future to be more careful with cigarettes, matches, and campfires and picnic fires and all that sort of thing. Because this very fire that got started here that caused all this damage and shut this factory down for one full day, and some of them lost more than that, was caused from carelessness. Pure carelessness was all that caused it. So be more careful, friends. I know you will. Here's another tune. I believe Bob Henderson's going to sing this one. Is that right, Bob? You going to warble? I thought I'd tell you what he's going to do before he started so you'll know what he's doing. He's going to sing a little tune called Tugboat. Thank you, Bob. I thought you was going to sing there, boy. But that fiddling was all right. Friend, we're about to run out of time here. But before we go, I got just a little thought for the day I'd like to leave with you. Now, here's something to remember, friends. A lesson we must learn. Not only trees and land gets hurt, but we suffer too when forests burn. Friends, we gotta go. That takes up all our time for this time, but the local announcer will let you know when we'll be back. And don't forget, friends, this program is made possible and brought to you with best wishes and compliments of your own State Forest Service and Uncle Sam's Forest Service. Remember, friends, only you can prevent forest fires. All right, here we go. Yeah.